AFR On Demand is presented by Get Signed, a new digital autograph app for your smartphone. GetSynd. Snap, sign, share. Get Signed, because you never know who you may meet. Never too early to talk college football, is it? Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com. Our good friend is out with his first ever college football preview. It's available right now on Amazon. He joins us now. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing well, Matt. Can't wait for the season. Long off season of college football, but we're only a couple of months away.
What in the world possessed you to spend 4 months putting together a college football preview magazine?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I always say that the college football season is like the longest withdrawal. It's almost like walking Mount Everest. I started writing after the season was over in January, a couple articles, and some people asked if I put out a college football preview, and I just kept writing and writing and writing, and lo and behold, 4 months later, 657 pages on an e-book, and here we are.
I mentioned it's available on Amazon. I got mine. I was scrolling through it on my phone at the gym earlier today, doing some cardio, and I'm reading through it thinking, Jesus, Joe, I mean, how much time did you spend doing this? I mean, the information's fantastic, though. But I know, look, it's earlier than most college football previews come out, and it's different. In what why this early, and in what ways is it different?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, every college football preview concentrates on position battles, which we know will play out in fall camp, especially with the LSU Tigers. So we know that already. I really wanted to concentrate on where the strengths and weaknesses were of each Power 5 team from the previous year, because usually in the first part of the season, first couple of games, you want to see if those tendencies play out early in the year. It gives you a gauge whether your team will have a successful season or not. And that's really what I concentrated on, as opposed to just position battles that really we're going to know in August and September.
He's Joe Lisi at GoForTheTwo.com. You mentioned LSU, so let's go there. I'll just go right to the end, where you have LSU projected at 9-3, finishing second to Alabama, also finishing 9-3. What's more interesting here? That LSU first year under Coach O goes 9-3 in your projections, or that Alabama takes a step back?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And again, when I make these predictions, it's off the schedule, number one, and some off-season storylines that we'll have to see how it plays out. But obviously, I'll change my prediction midway through the year. If I feel one team is stronger than the other, I'll be the first one to admit if I'm wrong or not. But I really think when you look at Alabama overall, I mean, they had 53 total sacks last year. They're going to lose 36.5 of those with Jonathan Allen, Reuben Foster, Tim Williams, Anderson, and Tomlinson. That's a big loss to really lose from your defensive unit, even though you recruit top five talent each and every year. And then on the flip side, Brian Daboll, new offensive coordinator, even though you're having maybe the same scheme or a different approach, I always feel that with a new coordinator, you see the game through a different set of eyes. And how will that affect Jalen Hurts in terms of his progression that he had with Lane Kiffin and even Steve Sarkisian for one game? So I think that's the biggest question mark. I mean, LSU's season for me hinges on the quarterback position with Danny Etling. And you look at their 8 wins last year against 7 FBS opponents. They came against opponents with a combined overall record of 46-43. Their 4 losses, those opponents were 42-13 overall. So they beat up on lesser teams and lost to the better teams on their schedule. So they're going to have to take a step this year. And they have a tough week one matchup against BYU and Tanner Mangum.
You also highlight some of the best games in college football in the season, and that you have LSU-Alabama as number one, but you also have the LSU-BYU game on that list. Why is the LSU-BYU game on that list?
I think it's an intriguing battle because BYU is a considerably different team with Tanner Mangum at the helm than it was with their former quarterback, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill was more of a dual-threat quarterback and more of a Jim McMahon type that put pressure on opposing defenses on the perimeter with his legs. Well, you look at Tanner Mangum, he's a prototypical drop-back passer, and he's going to challenge the LSU secondary week number one, And without Tre'Davious White and Jamal Adams, that's going to be a task that I want to see play out in terms of that matchup. So, again, I think LSU is still the considerable favorite in that game, but they are going to be challenged by that BYU offense vertically, and that's a matchup that I want to see play out week number one.
Something else you talk about, Joe, is coaches on the hot seat. And as I scroll through the SEC, I noticed that you had Kevin Sumlin, Butch Jones on the hot seat. You're projecting A&M 6-6, Tennessee at, if I saw it right, 5-7. Wait, I'm scrolling back here to make sure I have it right.
Tennessee was 6-6.
You have them both at 6-6. Do those coaches survive if their teams end up that way?
I don't think so. I think if both of those teams end up 6-6, they'll both be looking for a new head coach. The one thing I look at when I look at Tennessee overall, yeah, the 9-4 productive season, they beat up on another Big Ten opponent to win their bowl game, but every year they're projected to win the SEC East. You're talking about a defense last year that allowed 212 rushing yards per game. They gave up over 400 yards rushing to Missouri and over 400 yards rushing to Kentucky at the end of the year, and that was with Derek Barnett and Jalen Reeves-Maben in that lineup. Now they lose both of those players. They lose Jalen Hurd at the running back position along with Kamara, and they lose their quarterback Josh Dobbs and Josh Malone at the wide receiver position. Again, these are big holes that you need to fill, and you look at their schedule overall, it's not easy. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Butch Jones, and the teams in the SEC East, Matt, are getting better. Teams like Vanderbilt, teams like Georgia now that has continuity, especially at the quarterback position. How is that going to make Tennessee fair? They have some tough road games as well. And you look at Texas A&M overall, they're a different team without Trevor Knight at the quarterback position, and they lose Deshaun Hall and Myles Garrett on the defense, along with Evans, their big play safety. Those are big holes that both of those teams are going to have to fill.
Joe, people always love to look at sleepers as well. I know you have your list, but there's one, it's not even the team at the top of your list, but there's one in the list that just jumps out going, whoa. And that's Washington State, who you actually have winning the Pac-12 North. What are we missing here with Mike Leach and Washington State, and why are they poised to make that move this year?
Yeah, a couple of factors why I like Washington State. One, they have a big play quarterback in Luke Falk that maybe half the nation hasn't heard of. He completed 70% of his passes. He will be a senior. But you look at the offensive production that they have out of their three running backs returning. I mean, those guys, Morrow, Williams, and Wicks, accounted for 22 rushing touchdowns and 125 receptions, Matt. They could be utilized in the short to intermediate passing game and put a lot of pressure on opposing defense is on the perimeter. You look at Mike Leach's offenses over the last few years, even under Washington State and Texas Tech, generally, I mean, they rush for around 40 yards per game with the high-octane vertical passing game. Last year, they were much better. They rushed for over 100 yards per game. That makes them multidimensional and allows them to carry a lead and run down the clock for time of possession, which will help their defense. So that's why I like Washington State overall. And the simple fact that out of the gate the last couple of years, they've struggled week number one against an FCS opponent, and it really derailed their early season hopes. I think they start fast this year, and I look at the other teams in that division, I think they'd take a step back. That's why I like Washington State.
You know, Joe, the other end of that equation is obviously the teams that are disappointing, that are projected high for whatever reason, don't live up to it. Now, granted, Joe, I haven't gone through all 653 pages, but so maybe I missed part of it in there. But is there a team or two that you think is poised for a fall that college football generally thinks is going to perform well this year?
Yeah, I think it's Ohio State. I mean, everybody's so high on just thinking Urban Meyer. Well, you know, he has JT Barrett, and they're going to reload and win the Big Ten championship, make up for last year because of that loss against Penn State. And I really don't see it. I think I have them projected at 8-4 overall. A couple of reasons why, Matt. I mean, they lose three players on that defense in terms of Raekwon McMillan, Hooker. They lose Connolly. I mean, these are big-time players for their defense. But again, I don't think they were an elite elite defense in 2016 by any stretch. And then on top of it, the emotional factor. They lost that game to Clemson 31-0. Again, I mean, it's almost like I want to say the Mike Tyson effect. They got knocked out. What is going to be the residual effects of Ohio State moving on into the 2017 season? They have some difficult games like Oklahoma, like Penn State. These are not easy games along with their season-ending game against Michigan. I think they take a step back this year and only post an 8-4 overall record in 2017.
Can't get here soon enough, can it?
I can't wait.
He's on Twitter at Go4The2, the numeral 2, GoForThe2.com. It's a Joe Lisi's college football preview. It's available via ebook on Amazon. I'd suggest you go check it out. If you're just absolutely fiending for college football right now, man, this thing is just chock full of goodness. I'm enjoying reading it. Joe, anything else in putting together the preview that maybe more so than anything else surprised you, that you thought when you were writing it, it would go one way, but your research found something else?
Yeah, I really felt that when you look at a majority of the teams that we think are good in college football, in terms of when you really break down their wins and losses against quality competition, there's really only a handful of college football teams that you can say are elite. And that's the one thing that I think when you have 128 teams in FBS and you look at the schedules throughout the Power 5 conferences, we may think a team, because they're 9-3 overall or 10-2, was an actual good football team. But you look at the schedule and in terms of the strength of their schedule, and you get a better take of where this team was last year. And then you look at this year's schedule against quality top teams in their division or more in the top 25, and you say to yourself, this team might struggle. And that's the one thing I think when I did the preview that I've taken another step back and said, let me really reevaluate this. And the other thing, Matt, was I really feel that Clemson and Dabo Swinney, even though they lose all the offensive talent this year, will be back again. I really feel that Dabo Swinney has a team along with Brett Venables that has recruited top five talent, much the way Nick Saban has. And I don't think you're going to see a significant drop off. I think this team will be in the playoff in the 2017 season. I love the job that he's done, and he's one of the best coaches in college football.
Y'all check out Joe's college football preview. Joe Lisi, GoForThe2.com on Twitter at GoForThe2, and via ebook on Amazon, Joe Lisi's college football preview. Appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Anytime, Matt. Love the show.
Thanks,
bud. Have a great day.
You do the very same.